This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Libous. The U.S. Congress will have more details on the Mueller investigation by the middle of April. House Democrats have suggested they may subpoena the report if it's not delivered by next week. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Attorney General William Barr has informed the chairman of the Senate and House Judiciary Committees that he will submit to Congress a version of the special counsel's Russia investigation by mid-April. Barr sent a letter to Senator Lindsey Graham and Representative Gerald Nadler on Friday. Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluded his investigation and submitted his confidential report to Barr on March 22nd. In his summary of the Mueller report, Barr said the special counsel did not find a criminal conspiracy between the Trump presidential campaign and Russia. Mike Gracia, Washington.
While Britain remains entangled in a promise to leave the European Union without a workable plan, the White House says President Trump is eager to cut a bilateral trade deal with an independent Britain. Hours after British lawmakers rejected a Brexit plan for the third time Friday, U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton told reporters when Britain extricates itself from the EU, the U.S. will be standing right there waiting for them. He said President Trump empathizes with embattled British Prime Minister Theresa May, who says the implications are grave.
It should be a matter of profound regret to every member of this House that once again we have been unable to support leaving the European Union in an orderly fashion.
Friday's vote came on the day Britain originally was scheduled to leave the European Union. The European Council has called a meeting for April 10th. President Trump told reporters Friday Venezuela is a big, fat mess when other White House officials hinted that economic sanctions may be on the way. Elliot Abrams, the U.S. Special Envoy for Venezuela, said Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has a list of options, including economic sanctions, for dealing with the presence of Russian troops in Venezuela. The U.S. and many other countries support opposition Juan Guaido as interim president. This is VOA News. South